is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Not in Front of the Parrot. Oh, here we are, number 33. Fancy the daft postman leaving this letter at our house. He can't make Mrs. Skinner look like any of our names. Oh, I don't know, though. It's a bit like our Susan. Miss Iskinny. As she is and all, she wouldn't give you the hole in a donut. Come on, missus. He said I've got to make sure you get it. And if you do, perhaps I might get it. A tip for fetching it. I wonder what's inside this letter. What does it say on the outside? O-H-M-S. O-H-M-S? Aussie has my shin guards. No, they wouldn't put that on a letter. O-H-M-S. Of course! I've got it!
Yes?
Old horrible Mrs. Skinner.
You what, young man?
Oh, sorry. I was wondering what these letters meant on this envelope. O-H-M-S.
Well, it's not old horrible Mrs. Skinner.
Oh, of course, I can see that now. It's all handsome Mrs. Skinner.
Oh, you're a case, you are. It's on Her Majesty's service. Where did you get it?
It was delivered to us by mistake. Clitheroe, 33 Lilac Avenue. And it's addressed to you, Mrs. Skinner, 33 Lightburn Avenue. I've run all the way around with it.
Have you really? Well, the exercise will do you good.
Oh, heck. The postman gets paid for delivering letters. I deliver them for nothing.
Oh, that's a shame. You want to join a union. You wouldn't be after a tip by any chance.
Yes, and by the sound of it, my chances aren't so good.
Well, I've got no money to spare. I'm an old age pensioner. But perhaps I could give you a little something for your trouble. Come in.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Skinner.
Come in the living room. Do you like vanilla slices?
Oh, yes, I can eat them all day.
Well, not here, you can't. I'll fetch you a couple, and that's it.
Right you are. Oh, what a funny room. It's full of old sailors' things. Old maps, and a couple of lamps, and a telescope. And there's a photo of a man in a sailor's uniform. Oh, I like his beard. It's a smasher.
Yes, it's a smasher. A proper smasher.
Hey, who's that? Flipping heck, it's a parrot.
I'm Captain Kidd, the pirate chief. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of birdseed.
Is that your name? Captain Kidd?
Captain Kidd's my name. Oh, a life on the ocean wave. A life on the ocean wave. Oh, a life on the ocean wave. A life on the ocean wave. Oh, a life on the ocean wave.
Hey, Captain Kidd, shut up. You're making me seasick.
Here you are, young man. I've put them in a bag for you. Oh, you've met Captain Kidd, have you?
Yes, he's a funny bird. Where did he get him?
Oh, he's my only company now I'm a widow. He was my husband's parrot when he was in the Navy. Chief Officer Skinner.
There was an old sailor called Skinner.
Oh, he hasn't said that for ages. An old shipmate of my husband's taught it to him. Go on, Captain Kidd. There was an old sailor.
There was an old sailor called Skinner. Who ate only chicken for dinner.
But a bone?
But a bone from a pullet got stuck in his gullet. I'm a proper smasher. I'll tell you another one. Oh, life on the ocean wave. Oh, life on the ocean wave. Parrots are not owned by vicars. They say rude words like pants and...
That's enough, Captain Kidd. Any more of that and I'll cover your cage up.
Hey, Mrs. Skinner, could I bring a friend of mine to see him, Alfie Hall?
Well, yes, if you wish, but I think I ought to warn you, he's liable to just sit there scratching himself and talk nothing but rubbish for hours on end.
Oh, you know Alfie Hall, do you?
Proper smash-ups. Hello, Captain Kidd. How are you?
Shearing the timbers of dolphin. Dolphin sighted on the port bow.
Don't be daft. Dolphins are very clever. This is Alfie.
You. I'll thump you in a minute. Ah, you're a clever bird. What else can you say?
Life on the ocean waves. Captain Kidd, I'm a snatcher. 2 1s are 2, 2 2s are 4, 2 4s are 8, 2 8s are 15. Ah, 15 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-hoo-hoo, and a bottle of dolphins.
That's amazing. I bet you don't half enjoy having him in the house, Mrs. Skinner.
Oh, it's been my whole life these last few years, dear old Captain Kidd.
Is something the matter, Mrs. Skinner?
Oh, it's nothing. I mustn't bother you with my troubles.
Well, I don't see what troubles you can have. You're a smashing coot, you have a nice home, and Captain Kidd to make you laugh.
Well, I have now, Jimmy, but I won't have much longer.
Well, what's the matter, Mrs. Skinner?
Well, it's that letter that Jimmy brought for me yesterday. I didn't read it till he'd gone. I've got 2 weeks to leave my home and move into an old people's flat. They're putting this property down. I've nowhere else to go.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'll still come and see you, and I'll bring Alfie round. I'm going to get Captain Kidd to teach him to talk.
Well, to the point, there won't be any Captain Kidd. The letter definitely said no pets of any kind are allowed in the old people's flat. So it's goodbye to Captain Kidd, and I don't know anybody who'll have him.
Well, if nobody will have him, I'll have him. I'll have me mum and me granddad.
If they won't, I'll have me dad. I'll ask me parrot. Me mama.
No, I mustn't bother you with my problems. If only my married daughter hadn't gone to live in Australia, I'm sure I could have arranged something with her. Oh, what's going to become of Captain Kidd?
He'll be chucked out in the street with nowhere to hang his perch.
Jimmy, you are not bringing a parrot into this house.
But you'd love having it here, ma'am. It's a scream, isn't it, Alfie? Go on, do that bit where you talk to it.
Oh, yeah, you should have heard us, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Where's my clean vest, parrot?
Hello, Captain Kidd. How are you?
I'm in a bad temper, and my name's Sinclair.
Oh, no. Now, that wasn't me talking. It was Captain Parrot. The kid, I mean. I said hello to the parrot. Hello, Captain Kidd. How are you? Shivering me timbers, it's a tree, a plank, with tin timbers. Oh, a laugh on the ocean wave, a laugh on the ocean wave. La, 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 la.
Hey, what are you playing at?
Shh, quiet, best of order for the parrot.
2 2 1s are 2 2 2s are 4.
That's the parrot again.
2 4s are 8, 2 8s are 15.
That's all for you, never could count. Hey, you should have heard him when we left.
Pat, where's my clean vest?
Tell him what it looks like, Alfie.
Well, mine's a string one, and it's light blue. it was white once, but my mum washed it together with my dad's pyjamas and the dye ran it. It's got green and red feathers.
Your vest?
No. You see, I realised while I was talking, Jimmy didn't mean my vest or my dad's pyjamas. And anyway, Susan, they were pink. No, my dad's pyjamas. Yes, I remember now. My mum washed my vest with her best fur frilly and curtains, I think they were.
What's he blithering about?
He knows an old lady with a string vest. Parrot.
Look, Mrs. Clitheroe, Mrs. Skinner's got to get rid of it, and she'd like Jimmy to have it as a pet.
Look, we are not giving any parrot a home here. You'll have to find somewhere else.
Well, I'd have it like a shop, but we called it our house on the way in, and my dad was down on his knees varnishing, and when I opened the bedroom door, he shoved his nose in the tin.
But he rang me mum at my auntie's and called me a daft rapist. But no, he didn't ring her to tell her that. She already knows. And she said she wouldn't have the parrot at any price because if it bit you, you could get that disease, pizzicato. So she said, get off the line. And my dad said, get out of the house. And I left my fingerprints on his wet varnish. Where do we go from here?
Well, I'm going upstairs to change my vest. What time are they coming for that meeting, Pat?
Oh, the vicar and Humphrey Brocklebank, they should be here any time now.
Jimmy, look, I've been thinking. You know what I'd do with a parrot?
What, Grandad?
Well, I'd sell it to somebody who really wants a parrot. That way you'll be sure it gets a good home. And you'll make a few pounds for the old lady as well.
Of course, that's it. Grandad, you're not just a pretty face and a hairy chest.
Oh, here, answer the door, Jimmy. If it's Higgy, I'll be down in 5 minutes.
Right, Grandad.
And if it's the vicar and Mr. Brocklebank, show them in the front room while I get changed.
Right, Mum.
Ah, good evening, James.
Ah, good evening, James.
Come in, vicar. Come in, Mr. Brocklebank.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
My mum says you've to come in the front room here.
After you, James.
After you, James.
There's a smashing echo in this hall, isn't there? Right, come in, Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James. I see what you mean. Yes, I was repeating the vicar's words parrot fashion, as it were.
Yes, and talking about parrots, listen, Mr. Pollybank, Boss Brockle, how would you like a parrot for a pet?
A parrot? Oh, no, James, I couldn't. You see, I have my sister.
Well, can't you have two pets?
No, my sister's allergic to any species of our feathered friends. But it's psychological, really. I mean, last year, the mere sight of a stuffed owl brought on her hay fever.
Well, don't have an owl next Christmas. Get a turkey.
James, what is all this nonsense about him?
It's not nonsense, it's serious. A poor old lady has to go in a new home and get rid of a parrot. You know what it says in the hymn, Vicar, about all creatures great and small? Well, this one's only a foot high. And think how useful he'd be to you.
Think how useful what would be, James?
A parrot. I mean, you could teach it to recite your sermon for you. And every fourth Sunday, you could have a lie in bed. It'd be well worth the £30.
£30?
Shillings. I'll tell you what, £2.10, and I'll throw in the cage and the seed pot for nothing.
James, I do not know what you're up to, but I assure you I have no intention of trying to explain to the parochial church council the sum of £2.10 expended on a parrot. Even the bishop wouldn't wear that one, old and stupid, advanced in years, though he is.
Well, I think it's shocking. You're both supposed to be religious and you won't give a poor, lonely parrot a home.
Now, look here, James.
Look here, James.
Oh, heck, they're off again, me and my shadow.
Someone is at the door, James.
Well, go on, Vicar, it's your turn. Someone is at the door, James.
Someone is going to feel the weight of my hand around his head, James.
I'm coming.
Oh, well, come. Let us sit down, Mr. Brocklebank.
Oh, yes, Vicar. Let us take a pew.
It'll be Mr. Higginbottom. I wonder if he'd buy a parrot. I bet he would. I've heard him telling me Grandad how much he fancies birds.
Oh, it's you, Featherloaf.
Yes, Mr. Higginbottom. It's the butler's night off. Can I take your coat and scarf? Or have you got no shirt on?
You'll have no head on in a minute. I've come round to sort this concert out with your Grandad. Is he in?
Yes, he's upstairs thinking about the parrot. What's this about the concert?
It's the darts club's summer social. We've been talked into doing a turn for them. A quid each and all the free ale we can sup.
Well, I'm sure you'll both be very good. And talking of parrots, how's your son, my pal Ozzy?
Up to his tricks as usual. His own little labels on my plants in the garden, all with the same words written on. Slug food.
Oh, well, boys will be parrots.
I wouldn't care, but he can't even... What's this about parrots?
Oh, you've heard, have you?
Of course I've heard. Why do you keep talking about parrots?
Parrots? I thought I was talking about your Ozzy. Mind when you look at his nose sideways on.
Watch it.
Oh, I do, because I sit next to him in class. But it curves down just like a parrot. What are you buying him for Christmas?
Who?
You. I mean, you're his dad, and you don't want to leave it too late. You know what they say, Christmas comes but once a year.
What are you on about?
Your Christmas present for Ozzy.
Christmas is months away.
I know, and that's the time to buy. Now, while the parrots are cheap.
Will you stop talking about parrots?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you hated parrots.
I don't hate parrots.
Oh, good, it was only a rumor then. I said you'd be a parrot lover. I was right, wasn't I?
Yes. No, look. I don't know what you're on about. I just want to see your granddad about this turn we're doing for the darts club social.
Oh, well, I've just had a thought. Will there be many there at the social?
Oh, will that. You won't be able to move in that concert room at the Rose and Crown. There'll be nearly a couple of hundred there.
Yes, and if they could all watch Captain Kidd doing his stuff, that'd shove the price up, and we'd get a lot more money for him.
What are you talking about now?
Nothing. I was just thinking you might have a surprise item at your concert.
What surprise item?
Captain Kidd, the human bird, assisted by Alfie Hall, the bird-brained human.
Hi there, Pat.
Hello, Jim. How's Lilac Avenue's young scallywaggles today?
All right, Wack. How's Bootles, Malcolm, Mucky Ridge?
Jimmy.
Oh, that's all right, Pat. Jim was only getting his own back.
Yeah, like the sailor who emptied his bucket against the wind.
That's a good one, Jim. Very jocularious.
Shall I put the kettle on, Mother?
Yes, please, dear. Do you fancy a cup of tea, Harry?
I'm dying for one, Pat.
You might be. Our Susan's going to make it.
Oh, get lost. Mother, why don't you sell him and buy a monkey?
Why buy another one when she's got you?
Jimmy, will you stop being cheeky to Susan?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your father out, Pat?
No, he's in the lounge with Mr. Higginbottom, rehearsing their turn for tomorrow night.
Well, they're still at it, are they?
They need to be. They've been rehearsing for a week, and they don't know which one's the comedian yet. And judging from their jokes, I don't think the audience will know either.
Now, don't you be unkind. I think they'll go down very well.
Yes, down the beer cellar, head first.
Oh, now, Jim, be fair. I mean, they're not professional humoristics. They're just amateurs.
Yeah, that's one of their blooming jokes.
What?
Oh, I'm on the stage again. I chew hammers. Oh, you a professional? Oh, no, just an amateur.
I don't believe you.
Neither do I, Pat. I think that's a bit of Jim's prefabrication.
If you don't believe me, come in the hall and have a listen at the keyhole, if you can stand it.
All right, Peggy, never mind who went wrong. Come on, just let's try it again.
Right, you start singing and I'll wait a bit longer this time before I interrupt. Go on, off you go.
All right. I love the lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as sweet as the lily in the dell.
I say. There's a man at the door with a funny face.
Tell him you've got one. I love the lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as sweet as
can't
the lily
do it.
In
you
the
dell. Can't do it.
You can't do what?
Milk chocolate.
Do you mind? I'm trying to sing a song. I love the lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as sweet as a lily.
I say, my wife's so fat I have to kneel up in bed to see if it's breaking daylight.
Is that so?
Yes. Mind you, I'm glad she's fat.
You're glad she's fat? Why?
Because when she laughs, so much of it has a good time.
Please, if you don't mind. I love the lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as sweet as a lily in the dell.
I say, what did Mao say? Don't say to Haile Selassie.
I don't know. What did Mao Tse Tung say to Haile Selassie?
He said, isn't Harold Wilson a funny name?
Will you kindly leave the stage? I love Selassie, a bonny broad Selassie.
I say, do you know the road to the Isle?
Yes.
Well, why don't you take it?
I can see it's no use trying to get rid of you. Look, I'm singing a song. Would you care to join me?
Why, are you coming apart?
Now, that's very good, Higgy. Now, that's where we're going, to the duet.
Yes, but what? I mean, after we've done all the jokes, what should we sing?
Please forgive us, let us go.
What are you doing here, Jimmy?
Coming to make trouble as usual.
I brought Mr. Whittle in to see the performing men.
Oh, very good it was and all, Pete, and you, Higgy. I only heard it through the keyhole, but it was absolutely diabolical.
Oh, was it?
It was that. Very funny. Very funny. You're a bit like Morecambe and Wise, only different.
Yes, Morecambe and stupid. Right. Shut the door, Mr. Whittle.
Okay, Jim.
So far, so good.
No, look, I don't understand what's going on.
You're going on in about 5 minutes. You and Captain Kidd there.
Of course, you're doing your turn in the concert room as soon as Higginbottom and Jim's granddad have been on. You can't have forgotten that, unless you're mentally deflated.
I know we're doing a turn, although why we are, I don't know. Well, I do know, because Jimmy taught me and the pilot into it. Well, not the pilot, he didn't know, but I didn't ask him to listen. But why do we have to sneak into the pub round the back and come in here?
Because I didn't want me granddad to see us.
That's right. Jim told you, Alfie. Weren't you listening to his exploitation? You wait in this room until they've done the turn. Then you nip on the stage.
Before me granddad can stop you.
Exactly. What?
Before me granddad has got over the shock. The surprise, I mean.
Wait a minute. You said you asked Higginbottom if it was all right for me to do a turn.
I did ask him. It's me granddad we want to surprise. Look, take the cover off Captain Kidd's cage and have a rehearsal.
Oh, that's a good idea. Practice your jokes and antidotes to see if the parrot remembers.
Not the parrot. I want to see if Alfie remembers.
No, you sure up. Come on, Captain Kidd. It's time to wake up.
Good morning. Good morning. Short night, wasn't it? Ah, I'm a smasher. A proper smasher. Captain Kidd, the pirate chief.
Hello, Captain Kidd. It's me, Alfie.
Shivany timbers, the dolphin's back.
Hey! That's dead clever, that is.
Say your poem. Say your poem. Say your poem.
You know, Jim, he sounds almost human.
Alfie is almost human.
Ah, I'm a smasher. A life on the ocean wave. A life on the ocean wave. Sailing, sailing over the ocean waves. Captain Webb has lost his leg in a fix. Run away with his baldy head.
When did you teach him that, Alfie, old?
Yeah, I didn't. He taught himself it. Somebody else, Mrs. Skinner. It must have been her he taught. She did, the parrot.
Hey, Alfie, maybe you'd better get in the cage and let the bird ask the questions.
Ha-ha, very funny.
Ha-ha, very funny.
Oh, shut up. I'm sorry, I forgot you were a kid, Captain Bird. Captain Kid Parrot. You're Captain Kid.
Oh, get on with the rehearsal. What about the poem?
All right. Come on, Captain Kid, tell your poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. Come on.
Roses are red, violets are white.
No, Captain Kid. Roses are red, violets are blue.
Roses are red.
Violets are white. I saw them on the washline Saturday night. Oh, well, that'll go down well with the lads.
Yeah, but that wasn't right. Oh, come on, Captain. Say your other poem. Mary had a little lamb. Come on.
Mary had a little bear.
You've done it again, Alfie. No, Captain Kidd, that's the wrong one.
Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb.
That's better.
She also had a bear. I've often seen Mary's lamb, but I've never seen her bear.
Naughty, Captain.
Now, Theo, my granddad will strangle me if you let that parrot do that.
Maybe it's not my fault. I taught him proper poems. They was probably Mr. Skinner and the other sailors who taught him.
Well, if he comes out with any more, my granddad will teach us how to tie a sailor's knot in our necks. I mean, I'll have enough trouble with Higginbottom anyway. I don't want my granddad to stop.
Higginbottom? Hey, now, listen, you said you asked Higginbottom, didn't you, Mr. Whittle?
Oh, yes, Alfie, he did. He did that. Hey, Jim, you'd better tell us the truth. Did you or did you not get Higginbottom's promiscuity for Alfie to appear?
You what?
You said you asked Higginbottom, did you?
Yes, I asked him. I said, was it all right for you to come and do a turn with Captain Kidd?
Why should he cause trouble?
Because Higginbottom said no.
Room there. Mother's furious at you for being out so late.
Oh, all right, pipe down.
Shall I go in, Susan?
Yes, she'll have something to say to you as well for keeping him out.
Yeah, but he has to live again. Oh, there's a little twist.
They're here, Mother.
Where have you been?
In a pub.
Don't you give me any cheek or I'll smack you so hard.
It's true, Mrs. Clitheroe. He was in the pool with me. What? But not with me. But he was, but I didn't take him. I mean, he took me and the pirates.
He took you into a pub?
Well, Jimmy didn't take me, but I didn't take him. I mean,
the pirate took us both in.
That's right. See, I'll thump you.
You'll have to get in the queue. Oh, and see who that is, Susan.
I'll go. You explain to me, Mother.
You'll stop here.
I'll get it, Mother.
Right, my lad, you've got 1 minute to persuade me not to murder you.
Well, you see, ma'am, Alfie had an idea that we should take the parrot to the Rose and Crown.
I had an idea.
I've just told me, ma'am, that.
Mother, it's Mrs. Skinner. I hope I'm not intruding.
Mrs. Skinner, I'd sooner see you than Father Christmas.
Hello, Jimmy, son. Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Mrs. Christmas. Jimmy Skinner.
How do you do, Mrs. Skinner? I'm Jimmy's mother.
Hello, my dear. So you're the mother of this darling little boy?
Yes. I'm his mother, the little darling.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Skinner, but I haven't been able to get her home for Captain Kidd. We even went to the Rose and Crown, but it did no good.
Oh, good. I am glad.
Mind, even though nobody wanted him, we did get his collection for... You're glad?
Yes, I've had some wonderful news. My daughter and her husband are coming back from Australia. They want me to live with them.
So you won't have to go to the council and flatten Captain Kidd? In the flat, without a home, but Pat, you can keep him. Is that what you mean?
I think so. yes, I can keep Captain Kidd.
Oh, that's great. That's
marvellous. Hey, Jim, we need to go round with a hat collecting money for a homey lad.
What happened, Alfie?
Nothing. He just tripped over his tongue.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as Mr. Whittle and the Vicar, Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank, Daphne Oxenford as Mrs. Skinner, and Percy Edwards as Captain Kidd the Parrot. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
I collected some money at the Rose and Crown for Mrs. Skinner and then kept it for myself, huh? Well, I didn't see. I did think of it, but while Alfie was rubbing his leg, I changed my mind and I gave the 25 shillings to Mrs. Skinner as soon as my granddad came in and told me to. Anyway, she insisted on giving me 2 bob for my trouble. It just shows you it pays to be honest. Get off!